General Selection and Retention Committee. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Regarding to roll call, it appears that everyone is present. Ms. Schmidt, Mr. Cope, Mr. Hughes, myself, Mr. Newby, Edmond Khan, and...
Mr. Henry.
All right, with everyone present, we will move on to new business, which is discussion of additional complaints regarding the Inspector General. Mr. Teal?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair of the committee, as we discussed at the meeting last week, that the Office of General Counsel had received two additional complaints. And pursuant to the Inspector General policy, we are required to present those complaints to you all to get direction on whether or not you deem them to be sufficient in order to add them to the investigation that we're doing into the additional complaints. And so same kind of principle as last time. So because of the subject matter of the complaints, they're considered confidential until the investigation is complete, at which point in time they'll be public record, minus, you know, maybe some confidentiality issues in terms of the actual name and identity of the complainants, but the substance of them would be confidential. Substance would not be confidential. So with that, we've passed out to you all a copy of both of the additional complaints, and so we'll ask that you review those. And then, Mr. Chair, the next official action of the committee would be to either have a motion to add them to the list of the complaints that we're investigating or not. And so that would be within the purview of the committee at that point.
All right, unless anyone else has any additional questions, these appear to be relatively lengthy, and it looks like it's going to take a little bit of time to review these. Is there anything else, Mr. Taylor, you'd like to add?
Not at this time. We do have some other things that we wanted to request the committee, depending on the outcome of the vote on these complaints. But at this point in time, just a review of the complaints.
Yes, one question for you, Mr. Chair. So like the other two, it's OGC's opinion these will remain confidential until they are presented in the formal process?
Correct, yeah. So basically it's the same procedures as with the other one, the other two. Is that we'll conduct an investigation, assuming that you all find that they meet that level of dealing with discrimination, you know, ethics, you know, those kinds of things. If you reach that level and ask our office to investigate them, then we would do the same thing with the other two, add them basically, and that it would result in a completion of the investigation, a recommendation of the committee. You guys would then request that there be a hearing based upon, you know, the results of the investigation, and then Ms. Green would have an opportunity to present whatever defenses that she
has. Has Ms. Green been provided with these complaints also?
No, not yet.
Not yet. She would be if we said that we wanted to move forward.
Okay. Well, she would be when we come back to you all with the results of the investigation. We're going to, in essence, summarize. It's not going to get into witnesses and evidence and that kind of thing. It's just going to be a summary of the investigation. And then at that point in time, you guys would have the opportunity to say, okay, that we think that rises from a sufficiency standpoint to have a hearing. And then at that point in time, she would be given a copy of all of the complaints and all of that.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So last time you guys cited, I think it was four criteria, and then our lens for looking at these is, do one or both of these trigger at least one of the thresholds that you're...
Correct, and so the things that you're looking for are evidence or sufficient allegations of neglect of duty, abuse of power or authority, discrimination, or ethical misconduct.
Ms. Goodman, do you have anything you'd like to add before we review this?
I just agree with Mr. Teal that the complaints must stay confidential until it is done and nothing can be released. It is part of that process. Just normally these kind of cases have time standards. I know urgency is at hand here, and the question then becomes, when do you have enough for to trigger one of these four elements? Do you have it in the first two, or do you want to continue on and extend this investigation?
Thank you. Unless anyone else has it, if we can review our materials.
Thank you.
she's still good to me by Deans.
Thank you.
Seeing no discussion before we vote, do we have any public comment on the matter? Do not see any public comment on the matter. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. All right.
Mr. Chair, we're going to end.
Yes, sir, Mr. Teal.
So, in light of your vote on that particular vote, we would request that the committee also consider a request from our office to require Ms. Green to participate in the investigation. We have already asked her to come in to voluntarily participate and provided dates, but from language that's in the ordinance code that are applicable to city employees as well as other provision that's in the charter, section chapter 18 of the charter. The employee's supervisor can require an employee to participate in any investigation. And so, since we've got you all here, we would request that you, as her supervisor, require her to participate in the investigation. Obviously, you know, she still maintains any protections as far as, you know, not that this is criminal in nature, but that, you know, that any, you know, I guess, protections that she would have from constitutional or legal or any other, as far as limits on that participation. But we would respectfully request that you all pick a motion to ask her or require her to participate in the investigations.
Question. Does that does doing that impact the city paying for counsel?
It does not. Well, I mean, as far as if she refuses to participate, then does that interfere with? Well,
so far she's been. You say she's been requested to voluntarily sit and be part of the process.
Correct.
But if she's mandated to, are we paying for her counsel? Will we be paying for her counsel? Is there any distinction?
She would be entitled to be reimbursed for her counsel if she's ultimately exonerated by this whole process. You know, absent that, she's obviously has the opportunity to retain her own attorney in these things. You know, but the only way that she would be able to be reimbursed is if she's exonerated. Her participation or not in the investigation, maybe if she refuses to, might be a violation of the ordinance. There might be other, you know, ramifications of that, but not as far as her paying for her counsel.
Counsel?
Yes, sir.
How does her suit affect any compelling that we would do for her to participate in that question?
It wouldn't. Because as an employee of the city, she is required, if ordered to by her supervisor, she's required to participate in any investigations. And if she refuses to participate, even after her supervisor has ordered her to, then there are other ramifications, including maybe possibly including that in, you know, ultimately our report to the committee. That may be another, you know, dereliction of duty, kind of neglect of duty kind of thing that might show up if she were to refuse to participate. But, you know, as far as the lawsuit goes, it's completely separate issue.
Okay, so that can ultimately be used as one of the elements for cause for termination. Okay, and then how would that work in terms of the notification and the process?
So right now we have reached out to her attorney and offered dates, options as far as her ability to come in and participate in an interview with our office. And so far we have not yet heard back from Weir.
Well, they haven't refused to cooperate, but they haven't exactly been cooperative. The initial response to our request for dates was to provide us with a copy of the lawsuit and the motion that we gave you earlier. Although they haven't told us no, that's where we are.
I have a question. Mr. Teal, wouldn't it be generally acceptable to make the request through her attorney since she is now represented?
And that's how we've been communicating with her. Yes, sir.
Very good.
One follow-up?
Yes, please.
I think Ms. Goodman mentioned this in passing earlier on. I think when you were referencing the timing, if certain elements are reached before we finish the investigation for other elements, in a scenario in which this may or may not be a cause, how does that work with the timing of the investigation?
Well, as far as the two new complaints, we don't see that as being a it's not going to expand it overly much. You know, it's in essence, it's in line with, as you know, the first two complaints. There are some new allegations that we would have to look into, but in terms of adding, you know, a whole lot of time onto the length of time necessary, we don't see that as being an issue. It should be wrapped up pretty quickly, you know, combining all four of them together. Now, if she were to, you know, refuse to participate and, you know, do that kind of thing, then, you know, ultimately we would have to factor that in, you know, or move forward without her participating, and then we would have to, you know, let you all know that she refused to participate. But, you know, we could accomplish that in our report to you all and let you know, you know, as far as whether she wanted to participate or not.
Do we have like an estimate on the time frame?
We do. The dates that Ms. Green currently will be our last interview. And we offer to interview her this Thursday or Friday or next Monday.
And what about with the impact with the two new complaints?
We've already interviewed these complainants just over the course of our investigation, so I don't think we have much more to do. We have a few more interviews scheduled tomorrow, and then we have this great event.
Any other questions?
For a motion, I would move that through OGC to Ms. Green and her counsel, that she be informed that this committee is requiring her to participate in the investigation being conducted.
Second.
Any discussion on the matter? Any public comment on the matter? Seeing none, seeing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
So, Mr. Chairman, the only other thing that we wanted to bring to your attention is we did pass out a copy of a complaint that Ms. Green filed against the City of Jacksonville, and with that is a motion for a temporary injunction. And the relief that she's seeking is to have herself reinstated as the Inspector General. She's asking for her salary to be reinstated, as well as any damage that she would suffer. Maybe if she, I don't know when the 2 weeks went into effect. I think it's already in effect right now. But so any back pay that she would be owed. We haven't been served with a complaint yet. We did get a copy of it via email from her attorney, as Mr. Granite alluded to. So we don't know in terms of scheduling for any motions on her temporary injunction or anything along those lines. We don't anticipate that is going to interfere with our investigation. This is just something as an FYI for you all to be aware of, that there may be a judicial determination, so to speak, on the legitimacy of whether or not your actions in placing her on administrative leave, as well as the application of the city's policy or directive for the length of time somebody can be on administrative leave while being paid. So that's just kind of an FYI for you all.
Yes, unrelated question, and I think I'm comfortable doing this. So one complaint has sort of permeated the press a little, so I don't think this is out of bounds. Just in the next series of meetings or whenever we get to more detail on the complaints, I would ask in advance of that there be very clear research related to any statute or local ordinance that dictates timelines on IG investigations. I don't think I have a very good understanding of any legal requirements for reporting.
I can answer that.
I
can certainly answer.
You're welcome
part
to
answer that
as a
if
function.
You'd like.
I think that might be relevant in the discussions that are to come. So.
It's more under the accreditation, the requirements. So it's a policy in-house rather than a statutory requirement. Statutory requirement just says timeliness. That's why we have accreditation to talk about what that is. Traditionally, you'll see 60 days with exceptions. By statute, whistleblowers are 60 days, and there are exceptions. That's the only type of investigation that there are statutory requirements.
Since we've made the decision as a committee for us to compel her to participate, and you said that all the elements of the two complaints that we just reviewed have essentially one way or another kind of already been discussed or interviewed on with your current investigation, do you have a revised timeline as to when you could possibly have an idea when this could be complete and when we probably would meet again?
I think assuming that, going through the chair, assuming we can interview Ms. Green at the latest next Monday, as soon as we could write up a report, we would get that done and then bring it back in front of you. Another week or two.
And would that encompass the complaints that were filed by Ms. Green as well, or just the complaints that were filed against Ms. Green?
Ms. Green didn't file a complaint. She took action to terminate her director of investigation. And whether it was before or shortly before or shortly after, we haven't determined yet. But around the time she took that action, the complaint was filed by her director of investigation. And so there was a decision made through employee services to place the director of investigations on administrative leave rather than terminating. And so he's still on administrative leave, and we're going to address that. And that's good. There was no complaint filed.
Okay. I'm sorry for the word. But thanks for the explanation.
Yes, sir.
Process, so the next time we get together, and you may have already spoken this, I apologize, I was distracted. We should anticipate you all sort of presenting a report that you've concluded, not us hearing from complainants.
So the next step is going to be, we are going to summarize our findings. So it's not going to be hearing from witnesses, it's not going to be reviewing documents, you know, anything along those lines, is that we're going to present you all with a summary of our findings from the investigation into these four complaints, and request that you make a determination on those findings as to whether there's a sufficiency in order to justify having a hearing with Ms. Green. If you do authorize us to go forward, then that evidence would be presented to Ms. Green, and she would then have advance notice of this, of the allegations made against her, such that she could prepare her case for whenever that hearing would be held.
Any other questions? All right, before we adjourn, any other public comment on anything? Seeing no other public comment, unless there's anything else, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
I'll take the complaints, go back, Gil.
Oh, yeah. We need the complaints back.
We need the not the lawsuit stuff.
Right.